Well, talk about the history of medical experimentation in the Black community, for example. And you had to do a lot of work and research for your remarkable book, The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. For example, the Tuskegee experiment.
Yeah, there's a long history of Black people being used in research without their consent in this country. And one of the most famous examples of that is the Tuskegee syphilis studies, though it had been happening, I mean, in the slavery era, you know, and beyond. And the Tuskegee studies were sort of one of the most unethical things I think that's probably happened in science in the United States. Hundreds of Black men were essentially studied. They had syphilis, and they were studied to watch how syphilis killed you from infection to death, and they weren't offered treatment even when treatment was available. So at a certain point, you could have cured this with antibiotics, and they weren't given the option and didn't know that they were part of this experiment. And so it wasn't, it was at the end of that. There was actually, you know, a lot of press surrounding that, and it did a tremendous amount of damage to trust within sort of, you know, Black communities when it comes to science and medical, you know, getting medical care. So that's just one in a long line of sort of stories in history. And Henrietta's story, has been that within certain areas where people know about her, like in East Baltimore around Hopkins. It's sort of been oral history passed through Black communities as part of why it's hard to trust science. Mm.